Hello and welcome to Foundation Nation. I'm your host, Matthew Cote. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about some interesting recent goings-ons in our beautiful state and maybe even a few things going on in this amazing round thing we call home. Hey, I'm Matthew Cote. This is Foundation Nation. Welcome to another episode underneath the SeaTac Airport. I am here with a special guest on a three-part mini-series. Nate, what's up?
Yeah, my name's Nate Jester. I'm a mentalist here in Seattle. I entertain private parties and corporate events. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. So this is our first episode together, and we're going to talk about... Wait, where'd you go? No, it's not that kind of magic. No disappearing shit. We're going to talk about, like, I don't know, like magic in the... Wait, hold on. I got to turn my brain on. I'm going to open up my can of Mountain Dew. Ooh. Hold on, I gotta drink some.
Get that sugar going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on coffee today.
Yeah. It gets late in the day. I can't drink coffee anymore. I gotta switch over to a cold beverage.
All right.
I am getting hungry though. So, okay, let's see. So magic is amazing. I wanted to thank you, Matt Vay's Christmas party. Yeah. You attended, and I, dude, everybody was like, who was this guy?
It was fun.
The stuff some of the stuff you did was just crazy exciting too.
Cool.
Really very enjoyable. If anybody needs like somebody to come and, you know, make their wife disappear, this is your man.
Oh man, but that doesn't sound right.
Yeah. Poof. Dog, neighbor, fence, whatever. So the what I wanted to talk about a little bit was like kind of the history of magic. Like what do you know about the history of magic and mentalism? Because I know there's two. Actually, maybe you should start out with that. What's the difference between mentalism and magic? Help me understand that.
Okay. Yeah, I get that a lot. So I am a mentalist. I've been studying magic and I've been a magician for many years. The best way I feel to describe it is a magician will find your card. A mentalist knows your card. So it's more cerebral. It's more, I think it's more thought provoking and impressive.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you reading a lot of, well, I guess, tell me if I can't answer it. Say, I don't want to answer that. I don't want to know the secrets because I know there's rules about this shit and stuff. I don't want to like blow the gig, yeah, but
no, you're not getting that.
Yeah. So it is the one, the only really question I have, is there a lot of body language that you're reading? I mean, as a person, are you, what is your special ability as a human being?
So definitely not supernatural. I always say this in my shows is that I'm an illusionist giving you the impression I can read minds.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right.
So I say that once, but the illusion's really strong. By
okay.
the end of the evening, you're going to think I can read minds.
Okay. Okay.
So we use, in my, a lot of guys and entertainers, mentalists use different techniques. I use a technique that I would describe as layering. Mm-hmm. So yes, body language. I've looked at a lot of statistics, studies, psychology, and probability, experience, and also BS.
BS.
And a lot of it has to do with taking the audience in a direction where wherever we go, your experience and your knowledge can keep driving the ship. So you're going to get to your destination.
Mm-hmm.
But how and where we get there and how amazing it is sometimes unknown to myself. But it always works out.
Do you think... Okay, so mentalism and magic are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
So... Do you think there's
similar, yeah.
So do you think there's actual real magic in the world?
I mean,
is that a question that I can ask you?
Yeah. So I don't believe in magic.
Yeah, you don't believe in magic.
I believe in miraculous things.
Give me an example. Have you witnessed a miraculous thing?
Yeah, I think this earth and us being here is the most miraculous thing any of us.
That's a good way to put it. I mean, I felt like I believed in magic until you say that, but maybe it is miraculous things because, you know, when you have a kid, it came from absolutely nothing.
That is crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Just
I got three
nothing.
Kids. Yeah, you have kids, right?
Yeah, I got two boys.
Yeah.
Just it came from absolutely nothing, right?
Mind blowing.
And then it grew into like me and you.
Yeah.
Here sitting here.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and we can build a spaceship and we can build a computer. We can make coffee.
Podcast.
Yeah. It's just, it's that's some crazy shit.
Yeah.
You know, it. Whenever I think about like different elements on the planet, you know, so they when I was in college, they always said the amount of water that we have on the planet, it's the same amount that's always been here, right? It just, it goes up, it circulates, it turns into snow and rain, it comes down, it just keeps recirculating. We have the same amount of water, but one thing we don't have the same amount of is people, because we make them from nothing. You know, so we have the same amount of steel, the same amount of granite, the same amount of sand, you know, all that shit is just recycling over and over.
Okay.
But we the one thing that we can bring to this planet is humans from nothing. So that has an impact on it. It always made me think about that, you know. And so I was like, so that's pretty
it's
miraculous.
Yeah. I'm right there with you.
So what's your favorite book? Is there a mentalism book out there that, like, for kids or something?
Oh, for kids, that's definitely not going to be my favorite, but mentalism is not for kids.
It's not for kids.
Yeah, so I say I'm a mentalist. Mentalists do mentalism.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
A lot of people ask me that, just throw that out there. So if like somebody's kid, 5, 10 years old, 15, was looking to get into magic, nowadays there's YouTube. There's a lot of resources out there. There's a lot of books. We're in Seattle here, so Pike Place Market Magic Shop.
Oh, okay.
Local business down in the market. They've got a ton of books and resources.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So
I like the old school books, the stuff that just these guys, these entertainers that aren't around anymore, but they had some ideas, some just cutting edge stuff. And I go back in the day and read that stuff.
That's fun. Yeah. I bet that's fun.
Oh, it's,
is there, it's amazing. Is there anything you know about, like, the oldest magic book that's around, or is there a name, you know, like some kind of ancient old book that started it all?
So I couldn't tell you about a book, but I know magic is, you know, back in, you know, the beginning of time nearly. It's one of the oldest art forms of entertainment. You know, back with shamans, it was used for conveying medicinal purposes.
Then
I think it came over here to the United States with Indians.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Native Americans.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think that's the better term.
Yeah, Native. Yeah. You know, Seattle's named after a chief.
I do.
Chief Seattle.
Yeah. And you know, it's pronounced, or it's actually spelled Seattle.
Ooh, that's really hard to say.
Don't quote me on this. It's really, and nobody could say it, which is why they spell it S-E-A-T-T-L-E. But I think the correct original spelling of Chief Seattle, I'm just laughing at myself, is like S-I-E-T-L-E.
S-I-E-T-L-E.
Something like that. I can look it up. Maybe
that's cool. That's cool. Yeah.
Foundation Nation is proudly sponsored by Jace Technology Solutions. Call Jace Technology Solutions at 253-376-7579 for all your computer repair, IT, and network solutions.
So if a kid wants to get into mentalism, what age would you recommend?
Mentalism is so advanced. It's advanced. Like
adults?
I don't even do mentalism for kids. They don't get it. It's for a sophisticated audience.
Yeah.
So it works really well with my corporate groups.
Yeah.
Private parties, you know, just like older people, 40 and up, 30s. Yeah, they'll get it.
Yeah.
It just depends on the temperament and age group. But
okay.
You have to understand how impossible something is.
Right. Before you can be blown away.
Yeah. Yeah. The younger kids, they need something wow. Like if I pull out make something light on fire or something's flashy, very eye appealing. Yeah. That's what they like, and that's what's amazing.
Okay, so what about the younger? What's the trend in your industry these days? Like, what's trending right now? More is because I'm just thinking, what you do has to be done in person, and a lot of people are playing on their phones.
Yeah. So I think I can remember your holiday party in December. Mm-hmm. We did some illusions with people's phones, taking some photos.
Yeah.
You can use social media a little bit, but I like to use whatever's topical.
Okay.
So phones are very popular. I had a local company here who launched a cell phone, and so they hired me, and I just created a bunch of illusions with their phone.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's fun.
The phone's not around anymore.
Oh, dang.
I can say it. Yeah, it was on Fire Phone.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I was doing, yeah.
I never even heard of it.
Yeah, it
that's
came
how
out,
bad it was.
Like 8 years ago or something.
Whoa, yeah. Amazon Fire Phone. Actually, I do remember somebody having that, and they were telling me nothing but problems. That's right.
I didn't want to go into it too much, but I created all these illusions that I'm doing it at their event, and there was problems with the phones, with the illusions that I was doing. I was like, that's not me.
Yeah. Well, Amazon, you know, they definitely command a serious amount of, you know, consumerism information. So
they got a lot going on.
They're probably okay not having one succeed.
Yeah. Hey, so you can't be successful if you don't try it.
No, it's 100 fails in one attempt, and if you sit back and you look at the one that succeeded, you'll realize that the only reason you succeeded is because you failed 100 times.
Yeah.
You don't just like open the door and win.
No.
So that's kind of the fun thing. So tell me a little bit about where you were raised. Where were you raised? What world did you come from?
I grew up in a small town, school district number one, Steilacoom, Washington.
School district number one?
Yeah.
Like, interesting. Steilacoom.
Fact. You know that exit I-5 by Fort Lewis, McCord, Joint Base?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it
past the tanks?
It's the DuPont Steilacoom exit.
Oh, okay.
It's right around there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It depends on the direction, but down at the water. It's a pretty place. It's very pretty.
Yeah. I think I went through there a few times.
Yeah.
So you grew up there.
So I grew up there, moved to Seattle when I was 18, and I've been gigging it. I started out doing magic in restaurants. So I'd walk around while people were waiting for their food, do some close up card tricks and stuff, definitely on the magic side. And so I had about 3 or 4 different restaurants per week. And
did that?
Yep.
So that was your primary gig or your side gig?
I did that full time. And I did really well at it. And then I kind of took a hiatus for a number of years and went in corporate America. Still did magic occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, I didn't know how to market myself.
Okay.
And I wasn't able to tap into my showmanship ability.
Okay.
I was really into the technical aspect of it.
Right.
Making it amazing and pretty. And then now I realize
it's... Got to joke around a little.
It's 60%, 70% entertainment.
Yeah.
And 40% illusion.
How do you feel about that?
I feel great.
Yeah. That's good?
Yeah. I love it. That's what I love to do. I just love entertaining people. It feels so good, and you work so hard to get there, and when they feel good, you feel good.
Yeah.
It's an awesome experience.
Well, I think the magic, the mentalism, the first time I ever saw it was at the Puyallup Fair.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you call it, but it was like they talk and then people like hallucinate or something, and then they go on stage and do crazy stuff.
So you're talking about a hypnotist.
Yes, hypnotist. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Often confused but different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very similar.
It felt like some things were happening, you know. And
yeah.
I remember sitting there, and this lady was sitting next to me. She got up and was like in a trance, and she just got up and walked over and walked on stage and started dancing like Michael Jackson. I think I was like 9 or 10.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? This is like, I don't know what's happening.
Well, I've read up on that. I know a number of hypnotists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that actually, or does she work for them, or what's
apparently
happening?
From what I've read and know is hypnosis is real.
Okay.
But it's not what you would think.
Okay.
So you can't make somebody who's hypnotized do something they wouldn't normally do if they weren't.
Mm.
So it's a comfort level. I've heard hypnotists best describe it as, you know, when it's late at night, you're coming home from work and you're driving and you're just driving the same old road and you're stopping and going and, you know, at stoplights, and you get 5 miles down the road and you just like kind of blank out and you're like, whoa, I don't remember stopping at those stoplights behind me.
Right.
When in fact you did, but you were in a hypnotic state.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how it's been explained to me.
Okay.
So they just use that as entertainment purposes, and it gets kind of goofy and crazy. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was. I was more shocked because I thought I was going to like levitate or have to walk up there or something, because the lady was sitting next to me the whole time and she was like, I am never going to do this. This is so embarrassing.
And she did it?
And all of a sudden she just quieted up, got up and left. I was like, I've never gone back since. I was just, because I was scared, you know, it would take me up there.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, sir. I go up there and be dancing like Michael J. No.
I don't think you'd be only a certain type of people can be.
Hypnotized?
Induced. They call it.
Oh, induced. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, induced. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so what do you think, how would you, if you're going to put a title on magic in the United States, how would you say it? Like anybody coming to the United States from the rest of the world, magic and mentalism, if you're going to put like kind of a title on it or a one sentence description, what would you say? Like, hey, I'm going to the United States. What's it like? What's the magic mentalism game looking like?
Yeah, I think it's pretty strong.
Strong?
Yeah, I mean, we got the greats. We got David Blaine, David Copperfield, you know. I mean, remember back in the day when he made the Statue of Liberty disappear?
Yeah.
The Learjet?
Yep.
Speaking of, here we are.
Yeah.
You know, David Blaine, there's guys overseas, yeah, there's, you know, you've got America's Got Talent. Magic was really big. You had Colin McLeod, Oz, who he didn't win, but he got pretty far.
Mm-hmm.
You got the guy from Chicago. Can't recall his name, but he did really well. I mean, it's just very popular now and people want more. And it's very strong. It's very popular. It's good. It's good, clean entertainment. It's it's unbelievable. People want to be amazed. But they have to believe the amazement
before they even go.
Well, there's AI now. There's people are editing videos. There's a lot of things you can watch and hear and really question it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can take reality, if you can take them to an unbelievable place and make it so unbelievable, it makes it incredible. So it has to be very believable.
Right. Yeah. Got to blow their mind.
It has to be tangible, like something that is, it feels so real, but you know it's not.
Okay, so the magic game in the United States is strong.
Yeah.
Entertaining and fun. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got the Magic Castle in Hollywood.
Yeah, right. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I wanted to thank you for coming on. I'm Matthew Cote. This is Foundation Nation.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm Nate Jester. If you want to take your company's event to the next level, you can find me on my website, seattlemagician.com.
Foundation Nation is proudly sponsored by Jace Technology Solutions. Call Jace Technology Solutions at 253-376-7579 for all your computer repair, IT, and network solutions.